Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to An Aromatic Life's Whiff of Wisdom. This is a short inspirational clip from one of my previous guests, which I hope will inspire you in some small way. You know, National Sense of Smell Day is this Saturday, April 27th. So in honor of this special day, where we recognize the importance of our sense of smell, I want to share a whiff from episode 53 of the podcast with olfactory artist Lula Curioca. Here she shares how we can use smelling the world around us to connect at a deeper level. Lula is as passionate about our sense of smell as I am, so let's celebrate this underappreciated sense with her. Enjoy this whiff. What do you think is the potential for our sense of smell? Because I feel like we're just at the cusp of people starting to explore this beautiful sense more. I mean, where do you see the potential for our sense of smell?
Ooh, well, yeah, I like this one. I like this one because it's actually a subject I'm very immersed right now. And I think it would be the way our sense of smell can connect us, but truly with our subconscious. And you, I mean, you made a sign of we are in a little space in between our sense of smell. And that's exactly like an iceberg image, as how conscious and subconscious means, like how we are experiences our consciousness and our subconsciousness. So sense of smell, it's completely related to that, right? To me, that's the potential. How can we use smell to connect to that in a deeper level? Not what we think we are smelling, but what we actually didn't even know that was behind us or is behind us. And the key to access is smell.
I agree. It's so exciting, I think. And we're not trying to say that people didn't think about smells and scents before. I mean, it's been, you know, since millennia, but I feel like it's just, I think we had such a long period of sanitization of smells and of our sense of smell. Mm. And I think we're just coming out of that again. It's almost like we're taking a new road, another exploration of the sense. And it's exciting.
Mm-hmm. And about what you're saying, I think it's more like a way to access to somehow hidden drawers. I see it in that way.
Yeah.
In our whole being that we didn't even know they were there, but somehow through sense of smell we access there. For instance, like an example, I have like a ghost smell. I'll explain, yeah. But there's a smell of the vine of the tomatoes, no? That I smell that and I know for sure. It reminds me of something, but I can't remember what it is. So, you know, it's there. The scent, that smell is linking me to something deeper than my conscious. But I haven't been able to access there, but the smell is giving me that clue. So that's what I'm talking about, that it's so beautiful to access in a more conscious way to what we are smelling and asking more questions about what is this making me feel? What is this related to, you know? And yeah, and not just thinking of clean and dirty, no? And
yeah, exactly.
Opening more of that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Which leads me to this idea of smelling everything. Mm-hmm. When I say that, or when you say that, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. What do you think of? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I think when I say that, to me, smell everything, not because being obsessive with something, which is also good. I'm a little bit obsessive.
Well, we are a little
person,
obsessive. Let's be honest. You and I are a little obsessive.
But I mean, I'm not trying everybody to be like
right.
that.
You don't make everybody else do it. Yeah.
Exactly. But it's more a way to connect with what you have in front of you. Basically, it's to me two things. One, connect with your presence. We're so mental. And I'm so mental. I live in my mind. It's so difficult to me to come back to my body. So it's even funny. I am a perfumer because it's hard to me. And this has been a therapy to me, the act and the mantra of smell everything. Lula, you're here. You're not there in your mind, in your ideas, in your clouds, in your theories. No. That's okay. That's good. But you're here. What's going on in here? And connecting with how does it smell right now, it's a way, in a very immediate way, to connect with your presence. And in a very digital era that we live in, and the era of information, no, which is beautiful, but it just takes us apart from ourselves. So to me, it's one thing that to stop a second and just feel and smell what's going on right now, right here. No judge, no nothing. Just smell it.
Just have an experience. Yeah.
And then continue with what you're doing. It's perfectly fine. But the other side of why smell everything is a mantra to me, it's because I think it's very important to create a personal glossary of what smells, different smells mean to each of us. Huh. So it's not just smell it. Okay, but what's that telling you? And we were saying it minutes ago, it will be different to what that smell is telling to you and to the neighbor and to your mom. So this way we start creating a personal language and not being just led by, again, what smells good, what smells bad. No, it's like armpits. I love armpits because and not every armpit. And that's it, you know, that's it. It's let's not fall in generalizations about everything. Let's not generalize nationalities, cultures, smells. So let's go to the personal, to the individual, and create a personal opinion, a personal experience. So you can't create that by listening to what other told you. You have to experience it. You have to put your nose there and feel whatever you have to feel. And then say, oh, well, this smell means to me this, or at this period of my life is meaning this to me. Okay, so then we start having a conversation about smells without just, again, generalizing. So yeah, that would be smell everything to me.
Excellent. I couldn't agree more. And I think it's just for me, it's just an all-encompassing term. Why I love it so much, smell everything, is just, it reminds me, and I have it in the back of my head constantly. It reminds me to just take, like you said, take a moment every once in a while. Be curious. If you have your nose up there and there's like, ooh, there's some smell. Hmm. Or even if you don't know what that smell is, but just put your nose to it. Maybe it has a smell. Maybe it just has the tiniest little smell. Whatever it is, just to be curious about different things and see how they relate to each other. See what it does to you personally.
And also you start, I don't know, like understanding these symbolic and cultural values of smell, no? Mm-hmm. Which also connect us as human beings. And we understand also why there have been generalizations, you say it like that, throughout the years of smells. It's not just saying, oh, that's bad, that's good. Why people have been making like groups of smells. No, you actually can understand by your experience how cultures relate to some smells through a particular way, in a particular behavior, because it means something to their culture, right?
Yeah.
It's a symbol. It's a way to observing also the world we live in.
Yes.
And to just seeing, of course, to this culture, this smell will mean this, to mine this other. And we both live in the same world, but we are feeling it different, right?
Yes,
so
yes.
It connects us as humans.
I hope you enjoyed that whiff of wisdom. Do spread the insight by sharing this episode with your friends and family. And if you want more, why not go back and listen to the original full conversation with my guest? If you enjoyed this episode, I think you might like my new Substack newsletter, where I share my thoughts on all things smell. It arrives in your inbox bi-weekly and is meant to pique your curiosity and expand your idea of what sense of smell can mean in your life. You can sign up for it for free at anaromaticlife.substack.com. Have a great rest of your day. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I'll be back next Thursday with a brand new conversation related to our sense of smell. Take care.